Burke would not talk to the press following his plea. During his hearing, his comments to Circuit Judge William Faust were brief and to the point.
What is your plea to this charge of misconduct in public office?
Guilty, Your Honor.
What is your plea to this amended charge of obstructing an officer?
Guilty, Your Honor.
The Dane County District Attorney's Office originally charged Burke with 18 felonies. He ultimately pleaded guilty to one felony and one misdemeanor. But Judge Faust told attorneys he thought the deal they reached struck at the heart of the case.
I don't think that anything in the agreement is a disservice either to the defense or to the public. I think this fairly captures what was at issue here.
Burke's guilty plea means he admits he broke the law when he forced employees to do campaign work on state time. Burke also admitted guilt to obstructing investigators once they began looking into him. Dane County DA Brian Blanchard says that left no need to take this case before a jury.
That is an acceptance of responsibility that means something in our system of justice, and he is doing that now. There is no need for a trial. He's admitting to what he did wrong.
Judge Faust will sentence Burke on November 30th. Blanchard is recommending Burke serve no more than 6 months in jail and pay a $2,500 fine. As part of his plea, Burke will also reimburse the state for any campaign work his employees did on state time. Blanchard says Burke's history played a role in the amount of jail time his office decided to ask for. His record was otherwise clean. Burke had advanced from the Milwaukee City Council to the Senate and co-chaired the legislature's powerful Joint Finance Committee. He was running for Attorney General when these charges hit, the campaign where Blanchard says Burke broke the law.
Anybody running for Attorney General, anybody thinking for Attorney General, was up against a war chest that was accumulated unlawfully.
Burke was the first to be charged in a sweeping probe of corruption at the Capitol. Other cases still pending include those for Representative Scott Jensen, former Senator Chuck Gowalla, former Representatives Stephen Foti and Bonnie Ledwig, and former legislative aide Sherry Schultz. Wisconsin Common Cause's Jay Heck says Burke's plea could set the tone for those cases.
For the others, that's going to be a very serious obstacle for them to overcome because they also were charged with misconduct in office. And while the facts weren't the same, they were similar.
Heck says he expects those cases to end in plea deals as well. Burke's felony charge means he's banned from running for political office ever again. Heck calls that the ultimate humiliation for a public official. Burke will be allowed to continue working as a lobbyist at the Capitol. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.